Afternoon Customer Service,
here's
Justina speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm speaking to Justine. It's Mr. Cordell speaking, and I'm phoning because I found a whistleblowing policy procedure that's of Enfield Council, and it has told me to phone on, and this is the fraud line, and that you will be able to handle any fraud that is outside or dealing with an employee for the company. I have proof beyond reasonable doubt that an employee has acted beyond what the company's procedures, and that he has breached his contract that he has signed into with yourselves. He's invaded my privacy and breached my right to life, and he has put me in threat of my life. He's not acted within fair process and acted in a biased manner towards me. I've had to make a website, and I've actually put his voice recordings on and the evidence up on the website, and I'd like to be able to go through this with a person. Is that possible, please?
Yes,
just
allowing a second. What I could do, sir, I can translate your HR department.
To what department, may I ask?
HR.
HR? Okay. Human resources, is that what you're in your regards to?
Human resources, yes.
And who is it that I'll be speaking to?
That is general line for human resources, so they can check the employee.
What about, okay. Human resources is normally Head Julia McGanega, is that correct? Resources Operations, Julia at Enfield, 0208-8379-3970.
No, they've got to, let me just check this quickly, sir.
Julie Miminaga.
What's the name?
It's Julie, Miminaga, M-I-M-M-I-M-N-A-G-H. Oh, yes. Is it possible to speak?
She's in a conference call at the moment. She's on the other line.
Okay, well, I'm happy to wait for her. Is it possible to speak to someone else in the meantime, then, like James Rolfe? James Rolfe, the Director of Resources, or Ian Davis is even better, the Chief Executive. I've been speaking to Heather Littler, and I have recordings of her, and she has completely fouled the whistleblowing policies when I've informed her of what her employees below her are doing. I'm very concerned. She's putting me in fear of my life, and I would like her also investigated at the same time.
What's her name?
Heather Littler is the Chief Executive Admin, and she's a secretary, I believe yourself, but she's at the Chief Executive level. I've been speaking to her so that I can speak to Ian Davis, because he's the director of the company, and the recordings of what she's been promising me are just void of disheartened promises, and
okay.
I feel that I've been let down completely. I'd like to speak to Ian Davis himself, or somebody, a director, if that is possible. Christine Webster, the risk assessment management prep for the company, because the company should be risk assessed and all procedures should be risk assessed. And I don't feel that my case has been treated within them procedures neither. So even speaking to Christine Webster, head of internal audit and risk management, would do me fine at the present.
Yeah, she's in a meeting as well. Let me just check if she will be out soon. Just a second, sir.
I'm very close to having to come down to the Civic Centre myself and make this much more formal than what we are actually having. And I believe that that's going to cause a lot of problems for people around the Christmas period if I do so. So if we can deal with this behind closed doors in a more informative way and make sure that both parties, yourselves and your employees, are happy and that I'm happy, I'm happy to do a settlement in some form of manner. But you seem to have solicitor firms in place, and I'm concerned about them. I'm at a stage where I would like specific members that are acting as subcontractors for the Enfield Civic Centre as their legal department, such as Lavinia Lavu. I believe that she's corrupt and acted in misconduct as well and with foul play, and when she's been informed, she's not acted under the whistleblowing procedures or any other, and in accordance to the company's memorandum or statute of articles.
Okay. I'm just checking Ian Davis, but he's been away for 2 hours.
Okay. I'm sorry that I'm going through this with you, so I know that It's not something
it's
you'd like.
Quite a lot of information.
I've not even started. If I had to explain, do you have Google available to yourself?
We do, yes.
If you could go to a website called horrificcorruption.com, and I'm just going to turn that on, it'll take me less than 6 seconds for you, and I can show you the corruption and the audio of some of it which I've put up, and the videos of what I'm suffering through. And
Are you talking about the videos?
Videos, audio evidence. I've actually made a full report, an official report of every day of my sufferings and the neglect that I have suffered because the reasonable persons that represent Enfield Council and Enfield Homes have failed in their obligations towards me. I'm very concerned about this, and I'm very concerned that the way that I'm still being treated at present, and that the employees are still working inside of the company and dealing with people's personal data rather than mine.
Right. So that's employee caused the troubles, yes, towards you.
I'm just turning on this switch. If you have Google available, it's going to take me 2 seconds.
I won't be able to view these videos, sir.
You don't have to view the videos. You can just have a brief look over at the actual website itself,
yes,
and actually see. I'm turning it on right now. It's going to be on in less than 6 seconds.
Okay.
Horrificcorruption.com. And this is my concerns, and they're official, and then they're at large. They still haven't been apprehended and been dealt with to an extent where I feel satisfied. And I'm at a stage where I might have to promote this into the general public, and I'm concerned that this can cause even further problems and dismay. And I would like to be able to have this dealt with as constructively and positive and in a quick informative time as possible.
Right. Yes, just a second, sir. Yes, I'm just trying to check who I can transfer you to, who can deal with the matter. Well, the Ian Davis, he's been away for 2 hours, but he's going to be free at 4 o'clock.
Is it possible that, do you actually have control of his diary? Is it possible that we can arrange a time that I can actually call?
We're not doing this, no. If you could call us back, then we can try and transfer you. Otherwise, I won't be able to do it.
Okay.
Let me just check the other people. So you said about Christine Webster as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Christine Webster. No, she's still in a meeting.
Bob Chundick, B-O-B Chun C-U-N-D-I-C-K.
B-O-B,
yeah? Yeah, B-O-B, Bob, and then C-U-N, then D-I-C-K, Chundick.
Yes, I can see this person. He's been away for 25 minutes.
Counter fraud manager. Ian Davis sounds just like the sort of person that I really do need to be speaking to in regards to these issues. So if I do try again at 4 o'clock, would it be possible for you to explain to him that I will be calling at 4 o'clock?
You have to call back and explain the issue again, sir.
Yeah, I'm happy to explain that, but is there a way that we can actually get a message onto his desk or a message to him that I am going to be calling at 4 o'clock, and for him, possibly if he can arrange and fit me in within his schedule,
yeah,
for him to
we
be...
We don't do this here now, unfortunately, because we are customer service, so we are not sending messages through the system so you need to call us back and then we can transfer you with this matter, yes?
Okay.
I could try Bob Candig. He's been away, but maybe he will pick up the phone. Let me check, unless you want to call us back.
I will attempt to call you back about 4 o'clock and speak to Ian Davis directly and see how we can get along in resolving these issues as discreetly as possible.
Solve the issue.
Okay, well, I've left the website on for half an hour. If you have some time to be able to
I'll
go through
look,
at horrificcorruption.com. Okay, well, thank you. Have a good day, madam.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.